Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us. This is Shell Broadnax with Stager Talk. This morning, I have Julie Young on the show. Julie is a professional real estate stager from San Antonio, Texas. Welcome, Julie. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Shell. I'm so excited about the conference, so I can't wait to talk about it today.
I am so excited as well. So we chose you this year. We had several people submit on design trends in the industry, and your presentation stood out to us. So I want to talk a little bit about that today, but I also want to talk about, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background? What got you into the home staging industry?
Sure, sure. My background, I have a marketing and business, marketing degree in business, and I worked for a Fortune 500 company helping them train all their employees. So I really am passionate about training. I did some other marketing outside of that. And then I was a stay-at-home mom for like 10, 11 years, which is a very, very important job. And then after about 11 years when my youngest was a little bit older, I decided I could either be a professional volunteer or I could grow my own business. And that was really my passion and something I wanted to do. So that's how I went back into getting into business. And I was actually plastering the walls in my master bathroom with a group of friends. And I was like, I want to do staging. HGTV was starting to get popular, and that was really the area I wanted to go into. And I said, who wants to start a staging business with me? And my sweet friend, Debbie Boggs, said, I'll do it. And so in my master bathroom with joint compound literally dripping from our hands is when we decided that we would start this crazy train of staging. And so we started back in 2007, and we established BY Designs Home Staging. And we recently, within the last year, started a second business called Staging Studio. We're drawing back on training and helping realtors and stagers with resources and training. But we have sold over $100 million worth of homes. So we've partnered with realtors. So we've been doing this for quite a while, and we know some things that work and don't work, and design trends are something that we have always leaned upon heavily to help establish ourselves and our brand to be able to distinguish ourselves within the market. So looking forward to the conference and being able to talk about that.
I would love it. You know, I might have to have you back on a show to talk about how you stay in business for so long with a business partner and flourish. I know a lot of home stagers end up having business partners, and after a few years, everybody kind of goes their separate ways. But you two have been on this since 2007. That's amazing. So kudos to both
yes.
of you for keeping it together and growing. I've watched you grow over the last many years as well. I know I've known you both for several years. You come to the convention every year, and I just think it's amazing what it is that you're doing. So congrats to you. So tell me, why are design trends important in home staging? We know that there's a difference between staging a design, and staging is not design, but it does have design elements. We can't ignore that, so it's important that everybody understands that. So how do the design trends play into home staging?
Oh, yes, definitely, because just like you said, there's staging and there's design, and I'm going to be talking from a stager's point of view. And basically, the stager's job is to get the home sold and for the highest profit. So you might be saying, well, then why in the world should I even care about design trends? But what that's going to do is going to help you be informed. It's going to help you know what is trending. So that's going to establish what the buyers are wanting, because buyers, basically, they're wanting to move up in size and status and in style. So trends are a portion of the pie, a slice of the pie, if you will, for what's going to attract that buyer. So you want to have that tool in your toolbox to be able to grab a hold of that buyer, to make an emotional impression on them that's going to help them make the decision to go ahead and make the purchase. So you want to be able to have easy ways to incorporate trends into your staging, because you can't replenish your entire inventory every single year. But there are pieces that you can use to update your inventory. And you just want to be able to stay current and fresh with what's going on in the industry without breaking the bank. So,
right. So with so many people having different style choices, everybody likes something a little bit different. How do you stay on trend but yet appeal to enough people to get them into the door to be able to see the property, but yet appeal to that you only need one buyer, you only need one person to make that offer? So what's that balancing act like?
Well, you want to make sure that you have foundational pieces. And most of the times what we do, in our business, we have occupied staging, we have vacant staging, and we do have a design, interior design, as a portion of our business. And that has just grown naturally out of our staging. It wasn't even something that we tried to build. It just naturally happens. But when we are in an image-driven business, so everything from social media to MLS photos, everything is image-driven. And when buyers are looking through shelter magazines, through Pinterest, all of these things that they're going through, they kind of have an idea of what they're looking for. So style is the exact same as their current home. It doesn't feel fresh and new. So they're not as motivated to purchase it. So if you can have your staged home look fresh, updated, and new, then you're going to stand out and create this desire for them to want to purchase that. And how we do that is the most economical way to do that is through art and accessories. So you don't have to buy new sofas, you know, every single year to add to your inventory. You just know what's on trend so that when you're shopping, you walk through the store, and we call it curating your cart. So when we're going through, even if it's a low-end store, people come up to us all the time, and they're like, oh, my gosh, where did you find these things? And we're like, you're in the store. But you do that because you can make wise purchases with your dollar based upon what's trending. And so when those accessory items and art and pillows and all of those go into your home, it feels fresh.
So ultimately, design trends really help you sell a lifestyle, because isn't that what staging is really about? You're selling the want to get into that house. You're selling a lifestyle, how people want to be living, even if they don't have the exact same furniture that are going to move into a home. Although sometimes we know that they purchase the furniture, but most of the times that they don't. But so when they see this beautifully staged home with these beautiful design trends, they want to live that way, right?
Yeah, what you're selling, you are selling the dream. You know, there's no clutter in this home because you want to show that there's plenty of storage space. You know, there's plenty of space to walk around. There's no toys cluttering up everything. There's plenty of room wherever you are. And the status of maybe the neighborhood that home is in. All of that plays into the emotional triggers that lead the person to buy it. And the design trends, those are going to play into the home, as the psychology behind that of when I live in this house, I'm going to have this beautifully designed home. It's going to be updated. It's not going to be old and out of style. And they're going to be excited about having friends over. And you're creating the whole dream and the mindset of them living in that home.
I love it. I love the way you describe that. You definitely are selling the dream. Now, who determines trends? Where do they come from? Who makes this up?
Well, the trends are driven through lots of different avenues. And a lot of it, some of it starts from our culture and our society and what we're going through. Like back in 9/11, if you think about it, people were kind of like two roads. Some people were craving safety after 9/11. And so everything became very muted and the neutrals were reigning. And then another fork on that road after 9/11, the people wanted to escape. And so then you also started seeing a trend with travel prints, ECAT fabrics. Think of stores like World Market and things along those lines. So a lot of it kind of triggers from society, and some of that is cyclical. And if you look through history and the design of history, I won't go into that right now. But you can see how some things are cyclical in that way. And then where you, the next step is the market reads what society is doing. And so your design market throughout the country. And if you go to market, not every stager has a chance to go to market, and that's okay. You can look online and get some of their reports and things that are happening at market, because your job is to sell furniture, accessories, and all of that. So they've got to read to what the market is demanding and wanting to purchase. So, sorry about that. And once that is happen, then the shelter magazines start picking up on it, and then you have social media and Pinterest and Facebook and all of these things that are market driven. And then you also have color that's done. Pantone is the industry leader, and they help determine color, and that's pretty much across all lines of manufacturing. So that can be anywhere from cars to fashion to design. So Pantone is an excellent color, and they do all the market research to know what's going to be coming up as well. And then paint retailers, Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore. They just both listed their colors of the year. Benjamin Moore's, theirs is simply white, and Sherwin-Williams is alabaster. So you're looking at two whites for this year.
I saw the alabaster last week, and I love the way they even did, you know, their little social media commercial. It was brilliant the way that they did it. So it's a no-brainer how it is that people buy into this and that they want to have that new fresh color. How are accessories pulled in to this? So we're looking at, I know this last year, the year of the horse. We saw lots of horse artwork and tchotchkes and things of that nature. Is that trend going to continue in 2016, or are we going to see a move towards something different?
Well, let's go back a little bit to the white color on the wall. And if that is where we're going and heading and trending, it's beautiful and it's fresh, but it's going to take more work than a warm color. You're going to have to add way more design elements as texture and contrast and just the different tones of the white to make it more interesting and warm and welcoming. Like we talk about, when you walk into a home, you want it to hug you. You want that, which is kind of this word that's kind of just out there, but that's what we use and say, well, you want it to hug you when the buyer comes in. That has to feel warm and welcoming. And sometimes the color of the wall can help you do that. And then sometimes it's the layers of accessories that are going to help you do that. So, and all of that is kind of a domino effect based on where things are trending. So that's going to be one thing that's beneficial in coming to the class, of knowing how to layer these different compositions within the home that does make it warm and welcoming. And you also, what also plays into that is your market. You've got to know your demographic and your target market. We're in Texas, so what's going to fly here is not going to necessarily fly in New York City. It's just two different demographics. Now, design elements will be the same, and some of the trends will be the same. But once you narrow down, like, we will stage for some ranches. So if you're in a area that has a lot of horse property and things like that, you want to bring that in, like you were talking about, bring in the horse and things like that that will connect to the demographic of the buyer, because we're going back again to what is the bottom line. You want to be able to sell that house. And so knowing that demographic, knowing your market, and different markets can accept different trends, and they hit different areas of the country. Because typically trends, they go coastally, east and west, up the east and west coast, and then they work their way in. So in middle America, we might be getting those trends later. So the coast will get them sooner, and they can incorporate them faster, and then we might be a couple of years behind to where it's the mainstream and steady that you see all the time.
I love that analogy. And we do find that. I think that, you know, I'm in a unique position where I'm able to speak to stagers all across the country, all across the world, actually. And it is true. What's trending in one area is a little bit different than what's trending into another. And I think it is important to understand the demographic. Now, something that I know that's come up recently that I started to notice is a little bit more of an eclectic look. But things don't necessarily match. How is that a design trend? Is it a design trend? And how is that working over the next year?
Well, we're kind of moving more and more away from what I call hotel chic. And then sometimes stagers, as stagers, we can fall into that trap. You're like, here's a room, here you set up, and you go. But if you're trying to appeal to the dream of that sophisticated buyer, you don't want it to look like you went to Rooms To Go and just bought the package and plopped it down. You've got to add interest. You've got to add dimension. And a lot of that comes through the juxtaposition of like old and new and mixing those together. And the mix of those together and doing it artfully is going to raise your level of staging. And you want to be able to, like we said, get back to selling the home. That is the goal, because we can all make a beautiful home. Typically, if you're a stager, that's one reason you got into it, is that we like it. And most of us can create a beautiful room, but you also have to think about the bottom line. Bottom line is to get it sold, help that realtor, and then you develop your reputation and getting homes sold quickly. And you also, from a business point of view, you don't want to overdo it as a stager. So you don't want to put in too many accessories or something that's going to deplete your inventory. You have to be smart and business-minded, not just what's the most beautiful thing at all cost. I mean, you want a beautiful room and a beautiful outcome, but you have to be savvy and smart on your selections of what you put in and get the biggest bang for your buck.
Yeah, that's really good advice. So is there anything that's too trendy? Is there any danger of being too trendy, or is it possible?
Yeah, I think it can possibly be a little too trendy. You know, for a while there, was it 2 years ago, I remember I was like, if I see one more chevron pattern, I don't know what I'm going to do. Sometimes it just gets overdone, and it just, because it's so overdone, it gets a little tired. But if you're sticking with neutral, classic, foundational pieces, that kind of lets your eye rest a little bit, and then you can bring in your pops of color and trending pattern and texture through your accessories. But if orange is a trending color, we're not going to put in, as a stager, an orange sofa. That's just way too much and too overdone. But you could put in an orange pillow, or, you know, orange in your piece of art, or a flower that has some orange in it. So there is a way that you need to know what the trends are and then dial it back to your market and dial it back to the demographic of who will be purchasing the house and dial it back to where it's an appropriate business decision for your inventory. Because, you know, we are all here to run a business, so we have to be smart on those choices.
Great. I love that. What about trends that don't seem to die? And I've got a specific one. It's kind of my pet peeve because I just think it's been done for a decade. And quite honestly, if I can get another expert in home staging to say that we should kill this trend, I think we would all be better off. And that is the bed tray on the bed of the staging.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you feel about
yes.
How am I the only one? I talk about
no.
it all the time, you know, from here to here. Can we kill the bed tray, Julie? I want
let's
to kill the
kill
bed
it.
Tray. I don't want it anymore.
Kill it. Yes, let's make a new rule. No more bed trays and staging.
No more bed trays. It's done. So bed trays are out. Is there anything
yes.
else that's out? It's official now. We've actually just done it. So everybody that hears us, no more bed trays from this day forward. We can let them go
yeah.
for another 10 years. Maybe bring them back. We can revisit them maybe in 10 more years. But for now, let's just ditch them. What else is out?
Yeah, let's ditch them. English ivy. Oh, my gosh. Can we get rid of tired English ivy, and can we get rid of a decorating on top of kitchen cabinets that's so dated? It's just so dated. Everybody wants nice, clean, fresh, organized, and people who put stuff on top of their kitchen cabinets is just a big dust trap. You know, it's
I agree.
You're
I
better
agree.
Off having it clean. And all the ivy, every time you turn around, just anytime, don't even put English ivy in the house. Greenery is good, but it's got to be fresh and the right type. And the best floral that we use consistently in every house is a white orchid. It's fresh. It looks like a real plant. So, I mean, you really have to touch them. And you can get them fairly inexpensively, anywhere from Home Goods to Marshalls, to anything like that. You can get them very inexpensively, and they look awesome, and they look expensive.
I love the white orchids. I really do. So since we're on the subject of greenery, can we just ban the drowned-looking ficus tree, the one that's just,
yes.
you know, looks like a ticking up, and I, what's up with that? What's up
yeah.
with the ficus
get,
tree?
Yeah, get rid of the ficus tree because it's probably covered in dust anyway and just looks tired. The new tree is the fig tree, the fiddle leaf fig tree. That's your trending tree. It's a very broad leaf tree, and it's beautiful, and it feels fresh. And you want something in every single room that's either live or organic. So trees, florals, geodes, anything that has come from the earth. It adds life to your room. And, you know, sometimes you do need a punch of green. It's just got to be the right green. And what we
right.
do, we will, various things, trying to keep your inventory updated. You want to maybe once a year, every other year, have an inventory sale. Usually your furniture and accessories earn their way within a you know, at least a year or two, they've paid for themselves and have already made you some money. So sell them off and then use that money to buy new and fresh and updated items. And you'll be much better off. And the bottom line is, since we are so image-driven, if you have dated accessories, dated furniture, the style that you're using is dated, you're going to not grow your business. Realtors are not going to be coming to you because realtors, they want to grow their business. You want to be the person that helps them take it to the next level. And to get them to the next level, you're not going to do it with a ficus tree and bed tray.
Right. Absolutely.
You need to
it
make
just
sure.
becomes so, it's just so, it's very, I think it's very newbie oriented that people just kind of hang on to it. They think, oh, we started out doing it this way. You really weren't sure what to do, and they've never moved on. They've never grown up. So we're raising the bar. If you keep doing
yes.
what you're doing, I think you're going to actually, there's the saying, you're going to keep doing what you're doing and keep getting what you're getting, but you're not going to get less because everybody else is raising the bar about you, around you. So it's
definitely.
Time to change up
and
your game and stay ahead of that curve and be relevant.
Definitely. The quote that we use a lot in our business and y'all used last year at the conference was, rising tides lift all boats. So, and the flip side to that is if you don't rise with the tide, you're going to sink. So you want to stay ahead of the game, and that's what design trends will help you do. It will help you if you want to extend your staging business into design. It will help you do that. It will help you grow your business, and it's going to help you gain credibility because our industry as a whole, sometimes, to be honest, I think we can struggle with credibility. And we want to be professional in all that we do. And if you're going to be a professional stager, you've got to know what the trends are. You've got to be cutting edge, and you've got to bring that to the table. And the realtors will see that, and your business will grow.
So if somebody's on the fence about attending your class at RisaCon, tell us a couple of your learning objectives. What is somebody going to walk away with and take away when they take the class?
Okay, well, first of all, it will be great if you're a newbie stager, just fresh starting out to learn what's new and trending. And if you're a veteran stager and you've been doing this for years, come learn how to update your inventory. So we're going to be talking about specifics. I think I have like over 17 trends that are coming in 2016. And what I like to say about the trends, it's not like a whole new batch every single year. It's more of an evolution than a revolution every year. So anything that we're talking about, this is going to be good for you for several years moving forward. It's just going to put you on the cutting edge, and you're going to learn easy ways to incorporate the trends into your staging. You're going to learn some tools to stay current, because after the class, you want to be able to stay current in what's going on. And we're going to talk about how things that you can do to stay fresh with your inventory without breaking the bank. And because the bottom line is, when you leave my class, I want you to be able to grow your business and gain credibility and trust from your clients.
That's awesome. Well, if anybody is on the fence about attending RisaCon or attending Julie's class, Julie, you will be teaching on January 23rd. It's the Saturday at the 2:30 to 3:30 session, and it's 2016 Design Trends. And Julie, can you give everybody your website address if there's any real estate agents or homeowners in the San Antonio, Texas area that would like to hire you or get a consultation from you? How do they reach you?
Okay, I have two to give out. We have bydesignsa.com is our local business, and then we have mystagingstudio.com for our resource and training business. And we would love for anybody to follow us on any social media. We have Facebook and we have Instagram, so we'd love to keep in touch with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today. That's all the time we have today. It goes by so quickly. Join us at RisaConvention.com for more information about the Risa Convention, and we will see you later. Thank you.
Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.